What's up? This is Raina Says, and I have something to say. So, something was on my mind recently, and I was thinking about people that are not aware nor grateful for who they have in their life. And that typically comes from taking them for granted. And it's a sad concept, but it happens, and it happens constantly. It often happens when you're in a relationship for a long time, or when you finally have a child with somebody, or you get married, and somebody in the relationship starts to think, oh, this person will never leave, or this person will always be with me and they'll deal with all my shit. And the reality when it comes to relationships, in my opinion, is that you are constantly dating, you're constantly getting to know them, you're constantly finding value in them if there's value to be found. And it was really interesting to me because I was having a conversation with a young lady who was shocked with how fast I quote unquote bounced back. Because the funny thing is, I didn't actually tell anybody that I had anything to bounce back from. I just kind of popped up with my new significant other. It's really not that new. I had been out of my relationship with my ex for going on 2 years. And it was just interesting to me because I was thinking, well, why wouldn't I bounce back? I know what I have to give to the next person, and I know what I have to give to my current person just in general. I hate the term high value, but it really does actually work in this context where when you know that you've invested in yourself as a person and where you have really made sure that you have something of value to give to others, of course, other people will see that and find value in it and want to be a part of that. This is why it's so important to find value in the person that you're with and to treat them like they're the most important person ever. Something that people don't do often. So, for example, in my relationship, if you want to call it a bounce back, it was a bounce back. And it's kind of sad that people don't, they're not aware of that, or they don't know how to take advantage of the people that they're with when they're with them. It's something that I think a lot of people struggle with, being able to continuously find value in the person that you're with and continuously find new things about them that you're amazed by, or surprised with, or impressed with. And when you get to that point where you no longer feel that way, you have two options. The first option is to find out if you are taking them for granted and not recognizing what all they have to give, or two, maybe really isn't the best situation for you anymore. I fear that a lot of people are just struggling with the first option and missing out on opportunities for them and slowly losing their relationships or slowly losing the people that they really do love. And by the time you try to fix it, it's too late. So, the bounce back. There's no quote unquote bounce back. Prior to leaving my relationship, there were a lot of people who would be very happy to be with me just off of what they think they know about me. But I had that confidence knowing that I had that value to give to other people or give to people in general and to my current relationship at the time. So when I decided that I was no longer interested in playing second base to something or playing second to something and not being number one in my ex's life, I moved along and quickly found someone who was very happy to make me their number one. And there's no regrets in that. There's no concern in that. I'm extremely happy with that process, and I'm extremely valued and loved and cared for and protected and provided for, as I know I should be, because I understood that I had a lot to bring to the table. So for the ladies that are concerned about leaving somebody, you really shouldn't be that concerned if you know that you have something of value. And if you don't know if you have something of value, make yourself something of value. Make yourself something that is beneficial to someone else and to yourself first. One of the first things I think women should do is work on building who they are as a woman. You know, learn about your feminine energy, learn about your masculine energy, learn about the things that, you know, you don't make you feel really good about yourself, and figure out why and do something to change it. Do something to make yourself better. Take the time to focus on your self-care. Take the time to focus on being a person of value. You know, if that's getting your education, if that makes you feel more valuable, okay, do that. If that's really working towards that promotion, do that. If that's going to the gym 3 to 5 times a week so you can lose weight and look better and feel better, do that. Regardless of who you're with or what's going on, focus on yourself first so that when something happens, when shit hits the fan, you're like, you know what? My resume is built. I can get another job anywhere. And that's one of those situations where if you've taken the time to really care for yourself and who you are, it's easier for you to make decisions that are for you and not sticking in a situation that is not beneficial to you anymore. So I don't consider it a, damn girl, you bounce back quick. No, it was kind of going to happen no matter what. There's plenty of options out there, and I picked the one that was best for me and that made the most sense for me and that made me the most happy, because I knew that I had that already. I knew I had the capability of having that already, which is why it was easy for me to make that decision. So women, men, I empower you to really learn about yourself and to add value to yourself, to take the time to, you know, do things that makes you feel like you are valuable. And hopefully it's not necessarily a superficial thing. You know, really understanding like yourself spiritually, mentally, emotionally, and physically so that you can be of value to others and to yourself. So that's my Raina Says, and I hope it was helpful just in regards to a quick blurb about how you can really make sure that you can do what's best for you. Always, always doing what's best for you. Thanks for listening. As you guys know, you can always leave me a voicemail on anchor.com, or the Anchor app, I should say, or go to Raina Says on Instagram or Raina Says on Facebook and let me know your thoughts on this. I love getting feedback. I really appreciate the feedback you guys have given me. And yeah, so I'll talk to you guys next time. Bye.